This is the Robin Ross Recap.
I don't think in almost 4 years of doing this show together, I've ever seen you this excited about a guest.
I am so happy this man is joining us today. Xolile Vesile is in the house.
Halala.
Halala, my friend. Welcome.
How are you? Thanks, guys, for the invitation.
Dude, you are a genius.
Thank you, sir.
You are a genius. Your content makes me laugh every single time I watch it.
100%. Did you always know you were funny?
I've always known that I talk too much and I'm a bit funny. Sometimes when you talk too much, you can irritate some other people. But as the more you get older, you look at where you can just throw that sense of humor.
Yeah.
And since I'm a good cook, I saw a video, I reacted on what I was seeing. So, like, I was visualizing it and I reacted it. People loved it.
Yeah.
So I decided to react on it in a South African way. Then it got people, they fell in love with
it. That's what gets me, dude. It's the little turns of phrase, the little things that, like, this is made for us. This is our humor. These are our jokes.
But in saying that, there was a thing you reacted to with regards to Kelly Rowland.
Yes.
And they found you on the other side of the seas. Because that's how funny it is. And so universal as well.
And it makes a lot of people that are homesick. Let's say you find someone staying in New Zealand, in UK, and everything. They look at the videos and say, you just reminded me of South Africa.
Yeah.
Because South Africans, sometimes when they are angry or they see something, they call it the way they see it. And I've noticed that you guys are very picky. South Africans with their food, they are very picky.
You guys,
South Africans, you are very picky. When you read the comments, that you guys are very picky with your food. And you find that a person, the first thing they think about when they go somewhere is the food.
Yeah.
They'll complain, I went to Europe.
Yes.
The food, the bread, everything. It's all about the food with South Africans.
Even if you don't go overseas or whatever, like if I'm invited somewhere, my first question is there going to be food?
That's why. Even though you don't eat a lot, but you are very picky with your
food. The presence of it must be there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, how long ago was that first video you made when you saw someone online and like that spark? I mean, because you've blown up over the last couple of years. You've got hundreds of thousands of followers now. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this, I think it's late 2021. When I started, I used to sing and I used to translate the videos in my own language to make them a bit funny. And I also reacted in these cooking videos in my own language. But what I was doing back then, I used to react to news. Remember, most in South Africa, Parliament used to be funny.
Yes.
There used to be load shedding.
I remember.
So I used to react like that in my own language, or I read an article and make a bit of a comment. And there's a lot of people who do that now.
Mm.
But due to my work, sometimes I might go over, but I said, let me just stick with the food side. I did it in my own language. But what made me change is my wife said, okay, you know what? There's people who want these videos in English. They can see the facial expression and everything. I did one video and I saw people liked it, and that's when I saw their recognition now is coming. You get someone said, hey, can we use your clip here? Can we use your clip here? But you have to try by all means, because it's a diverse, we have diverse cultures in South Africa. You don't want to offend anyone.
No, sure.
There's certain words that you can't say.
Yeah.
You understand? So when I did it in England, in English, I said, let me not try to make humor by, let's say, criticizing.
Yeah, sure.
Let me just react what I think on what I see when a person is cooking.
Well, dude, they are beautiful. I want to find out a whole bunch of things still from Xolile, including how you pivot your social media accounts into television adverts all over the place. Lots of people want to know who Julia is and where Julia is from,
and
so we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a bit of a food challenge.
Yes.
Waiting as well. So all of that's on the way.
And if you've got any questions for Xolile or just some hype to say that you love his content, let us know on WhatsApp line 084-8500-942.
It's a good station. Jacaranda.
Jacaranda FM.
We are chatting to you because you are a foodie and you're also a very funny guy. So we wanted to actually prove something. It was a very bold statement made by Rob Forbes a couple of weeks ago.
I caused a bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago on the show, we were talking about favorite things to put on the braai.
Yes.
And I sort of made an offhand comment that I preferred steak done in a pan than steak done on a braai. And the WhatsApp line got annoyed with me.
They did. So, today, Mr. Rob Forbes was in the kitchen, just cooking up a storm with the most beautiful steak on a pan, on a gas heat. And then, producer Wayne was outside, op die balkon, op die braai.
We did. So we had a little cook-off here before the show even started this afternoon. I need to admit something. I had a glass of wine while I cooked.
No, but you can't do that. You can't make the steak and not have a wine. He might have also given me a little half a glass of wine.
Oh, you're busy with wineries.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know.
So now the challenge is up to you who wins, right? You have to taste each one. We're not going to say which one was made in Wichner.
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to.
I know mine's going to win. He knows.
You can see.
As a foodie yourself, you know.
Exactly. Okay, let's go.
Okay. And you made them to be in two plates. The other one is like a rectangle. Like this one looks nice.
Okay.
I can see a bit of rosemary. I can smell garlic here. People got fired here for eating in studios.
No, not if they're important guests on the show. Then you come through and eating is your main goal here. We need to know what you think and who's going to win. Give us a little bit of a rundown when you're done chewing of what the flavors are, the taste, the texture.
I think I got that spot on, to be honest. Mm. It rested nicely and it settled into a good medium rare.
Look at you already blowing your own trumpet. Can you just...
Okay, this one is a bit charred. The fat is rendered more on this one.
Okay.
I still have to go there. I can taste a rosemary garlic here. We don't know if it's on the spice or on the seasoning. Mm-hmm. Or it was swimming in butter.
Oh, okay.
The man knows.
Okay.
You can taste that it was swimming in butter.
You can taste the butter.
Okay. This one has drill marks.
So we know which
is
which.
So we know which is which.
I know which is which. This one is drill marks. And you saw that one. That one is rested a lot.
Yes.
Because you could see some of the...
Producer Wayne went for a very classic South African braai steak style.
Yeah.
So it had spice and marinade.
Yes.
Done properly.
It looked lovely.
It did.
It did look really good.
I tasted his as well. It was juicy as. Absolutely delicious. So I suppose the question comes down. Do you prefer that garlicky, buttery kind of flavor, or are you a marinated, spiced on the braai steak kind of person? I know which I am because I made one of them.
Exactly. And I tasted yours. I haven't tasted producer Wayne's yet, in fact. I could just stick if
I
know.
I think I'm going to lose this.
Wait,
facial expressions on our guest.
Hang on. I also have so that we can
have a taste there, Roz, so that you guys can tell me honestly now. I think I've lost. Producer Wayne is already high-fiving in the background. Can you imagine? He's got a fist pump going.
The one with the rosemary has a lot of intense flavors there.
You can taste the steak more.
Yes.
Because everything
the
else
one
is
that
not.
Is, the one that was on the braai, you can taste the steak more. Mm-hmm. It depends on who likes what, because some of the people, they will say the rosemary has taken the flavor away.
Your choice then.
I think with this one, I'd go with the one with the braai.
I'm so gutted.
I'd go with the one with the braai.
Producer Wayne.
But when it comes to the one of the pan, this one with the rosemary looks.
Presentation.
But with a lot of people who want steak, they don't want a lot of intense flavors. I think they would rather go with this.
To taste the meat.
I'm gutted.
Yeah.
I feel like Julie did now.
Oh,
when I'm being judged here.
Julia. Who is Julia?
Who is Julia, by the way? You do so much content of this rich lady in her beautiful house making the most crazy food. And then she started doing flower arrangements as well. Where did you find her? I've never seen her content outside of your videos. Literally.
No, you guys must go start watching her videos first before you come to me.
We must come with context.
Yes. The thing is, you see, when you watch these certain videos, you're looking for content. The algorithm takes you to So when I saw the video and what she was cooking, I got shocked. And in my mind, you know how South Africans we are. I was like, why is she doing this? Why is this? Then I started recording. And I started recording because I could see that she was cooking expensive stuff.
she does.
Imagine you take something that is full and you deform it to be liquid. And I'm like, where's the seafood now? But the seafood is made to be flavor. like a liquid, yeah, and it's very expensive. I did the first video, it went
wow.
But now you don't want to bore people, so you have to change, look at a different perspective. Yeah. You can't look at the rich only. But she is very, very rich. I think that's what other people liked more about the videos, yeah, because the way she's not even lazy to cook those.
No,
things.
She cooks. Yes. I mean, at one point I saw she had an entire tuna on her kitchen,
yes,
counter.
Like
a whole one. It was like as long as I was. And she was using just this tiny little
but
piece.
But she used the tiny piece. But with us, we cook the whole thing, you know.
And we take the bones and we make a soup and we,
yes,
make a stock.
The head.
You are actually from Cape Town. So you
I'm from East London.
East London, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape. Then I stayed in Pretoria. That's where I met my wife. Then I am in Cape Town now.
No, based in Cape Town now.
Yes.
But you are up here for a few things, including a fabulous interactive Sikolile Live kind of tasting vibe at the Linden Market this weekend.
Yes, I've been invited by the Linden Market to be part of their glorious market tomorrow. It's at, what's the place?
Emerentia Dam.
Emerentia.
I will see you there tomorrow. It's around the corner from my house, bro. I'm coming.
Is it the Botanical Garden?
Yes. Oof.
There's a lot of botanical gardens in everywhere. So these ones are the one in... You don't want someone to go to the one that is closest to their home.
No.
It's not quite Kirsten Bosch, but it's okay.
Oh, it'll do. It'll do. So then what can people expect when they see you there tomorrow?
There's more than 150 stalls there. They say there's going to be Dated Dog. There's going to be a live fashion walk with dogs for all. So it basically means if you are a puppy lover, that is going to be your show. It's also family,
yeah,
friendly.
Yeah.
You know, most if there's going to be a market, there's going to be food, there's going to, yes, be clothes. And you can go through their pages to see what they do. I think they do four markets. This one is the autumn one.
Yes.
Which means there's going to be a summer one. There's going to be a winter one, which means the way I look at it, it's going to be like four seasons, four markets.
And the food, yes, will change as well. It's going, yes, to be great.
Oh, that's the exciting bit,
it's
right?
It's going to be so lacquer.
That's what I also thought. I think the food will change too.
Yeah.
But you know, you're going to have burgers there. Fresh burgers.
And some steak on the braai, hey, Rob?
Yes. Don't even talk to me. I'm so angry. Don't talk to me. No, it's going to be brilliant. We will see you there tomorrow. Dude, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys for the invitation. Thank you for the invitation.
As a nation, thank you for your content. You keep us laughing.
Thank and we you, need man. It. We really do.
If you guys could see the inbox that I get from a lot of people, other people, they fell out of love with food. The ones they listen to the content, it makes them to fall in love again with food.
Good. My man, good. Keep doing what you're doing, dude.
One of our listeners asking, what time will you be at the market tomorrow?
The market starts at 9 until 4:30. I'll come in the morning.
Great.
You know people come in African time. So you cannot tell them you are coming at 10.
You'll see me when you see me.
Yes, but I'm going to be there in the morning. We're going to be there in the morning. But I think I'll shoot some videos just to show people I'm there.
Yes.
Brilliant.
We got a message from Jason as well. My wife and I saw him online the other day and we just cracked ourselves up while we were laughing in bed. So thank you for giving us laughs when we need
thank
it.
You guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
And Jason also wants to know, what's your Instagram handle where people can go and watch you if they haven't seen you?
Instagram is xolile_verse, xolile. _VES.
We'll go and tag him on our stuff at Jacaranda FM as well. Dude, thank you so much for your time and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. They can also find me on Facebook and TikTok, depending what they prefer.
Perfect.
Awesome.
We'll go and put all of those details up for you.
Thank you, guys.
Your number one feel-good station just got an upgrade.